The Green Thrive Podcast, episode 75, how to spring clean your website. Spring clean your products. So remove the products that are not selling or that are not on brand. And I know this can be really scary because you've worked hard. You've photographed these things, you've written descriptions, you've put them out there into the world. But there comes a point where you just have to bite the bullet and say, this stuff is not selling for whatever reason, or it's not on brand.
I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning.
Hey Thrivers, Jess here. Welcome to another episode of the Create and Thrive podcast. This is in fact episode 75, so it's a bit of a milestone episode, which is very exciting. And I still remember just doing episode 50, I felt like it was yesterday, but it was a little while ago now. So episode 75, very exciting news. If you haven't already seen, registration for Setup Shop, my 30-day intensive e-course to help you set up an amazing online shop for your handmade goods, is registering now. So you've got a couple more days to join us for the October course. The course starts on October the 3rd and it runs for 30 days. And registration closes on Sunday night Australian time. So for those of you in other time zones, please make sure to check so you don't miss the cutoff time. But it's 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Just as a rule of thumb, if you're in kind of England or that side of Europe, it's going to be sort of mid-morning for you. And if you're in the States or Canada or anywhere over there, it's probably going to be either very early morning or really Saturday night. It's going to be the cutoff for you guys. So please make sure to sign up for the course if you want to join us. I've taken over 650 people through that course over the last few years, and it's helped so many people to set up an online shop. Just, you know, it makes it easy. It gives you a system to work through so you don't have to try to keep figuring it all out. Have I done this right? Am I missing something? Once you do Setup Shop, you'll know for sure that you've got everything sorted, everything under control. And yeah, I hope you join us. It'll be awesome fun. I always love running this course, and it won't be running again until sometime next year. So, you know, especially if you kind of want to be getting in there for Christmas, we're kind of getting to the edge of the wedge, but there's still a bit of time. So jump on board for that. And remember, you have lifetime access to the course content. Once you have it, it's yours forever. And you also have lifetime access to the private Facebook group. So you can always jump in there and continue to work on the course even once it's finished. I don't believe in taking content away from people when they've, you know, done a course. So you're going to have that forever. So I hope you come and join us. If you have any questions, please just ask me. You can shoot me an email, jess@createandthrive.com, or pop a note on the Facebook page or something like that, and I'll be happy to get back to you. So I've had a whirlwind of a week, actually. We've been busy, busy, busy. I'm training for an event that's on next weekend, which I'll be able to tell you about afterwards. And it's a bit of a secret. And we've had heaps of visitors. We've got some family visiting. Tomorrow, a friend's coming. And we've had a couple of Airbnb guests. And we've got my lovely in-laws coming to stay with us from England for 3 weeks in a few days' time. So it's go, go, go around these parts. And of course, you know, getting ready for Setup Shop and getting everything up and running for that. But today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about something that is kind of easy to skip over, but it's an important thing you can do to spruce up your business. So, you know, if you've already got a website or an online shop, this episode is for you. And if you don't have one yet, because you're going to do Setup Shop with us, keep tabs on this and come back to it in the future, because it'll be really useful to come back to. So we're going to talk about how to spring clean your website. Now, half of you in the world are going right now, Jess, it's autumn or fall or whatever you call it. But for us, it's spring. So in the Southern Hemisphere, so that's why I'm doing this episode now. You can call it fall clean your website, whatever. It's just a convenient excuse to kind of mark a time in your calendar where it's, you know, a good time to go back and kind of go through all of the things that have just been sitting there for the last however many years or a year or whatever, if you haven't done this before. And just make sure everything's in tip-top condition. Make sure you don't have old stuff hanging around. And just freshen things up, basically. So that's why spring is a good time to do this. So let's get into this episode, and I'll take you through a whole bunch of little tweaks and ways that you can spring clean your website, little corners to look into, you know, couches to look under, things you might not have thought of to check to make sure your website is looking and functioning its absolute best. Really what you want to do is you want to look at it with fresh eyes, and that is quite difficult to do if you've been working on it day in and day out for months or possibly years. It can be really hard to try to look at it with fresh eyes, but that's an ideal thing to do. Now, before I kind of go through the list of things to look at, I will say briefly, if you have someone in your life who you can ask to have a quick look over your website for you that is not familiar with it, ask them. That's really, really helpful to have someone else look at it, because they are fresh eyes and they might see things or notice things that you don't. For example, you know, if you have a creative friend, or if you're in the Thriver circle, you know, ask for just people to have a quick look at your website, anything like that. And they might just pick out or notice a few small things that could be improved that you may not have noticed. Okay. So let's start working through this list. The first thing is to look at, is anything broken, basically? You know, if you've got a WordPress website, for example, are you on the latest version? Are all your plugins updated? I mean, that's something you should be on top of, but you may have neglected it. So check that. Has anybody told you that a link's not working? Or, you know, make sure, especially on your main page and in your shop page, actually go click on all the links and make sure everything's working properly. It's really important, because it will really frustrate people if they try to click on something and it doesn't work. So look for anything that's broken, and if it's broken, make sure to fix it. Look at your contact page. So, well, do you have a contact page for starters? You should. And make sure that the information there is up to date. You know, have you changed your email address? Have you moved? Anything like that, make sure that those details are actually up to date and correct, so that when people want to contact you, they can without any issues. And if you have a website that you have control of, I recommend putting a contact form on there if you can. Just makes it easier for people. They don't have to then, you know, copy and paste your email address and go to their email client. They can just put their query in right then and there. But that said, please do provide an email address. I really hate it when people have a contact page, but they don't actually put their email address in case I want to actually email them. You know, I may want to send some attachments or whatever, and a contact form might not let me do that. So I do want the option to actually email you if possible. So please do put that there as well. The next thing to look at is your about page. Are your photos up to date? Are they out of date? Are they old photos? Do they reflect where you are now and where your business is now? Do you want to put a video on there? I mean, there's all sorts of options that you can, things you can do with your about page. Is the story up to date? You know, have you been kind of growing your brand or improving your brand story, but that it's not reflected in your about page? Does it appeal to your target, you know, audience or your ideal customer? Really, you know, read through it and try to think or put yourself in the shoes of your ideal customer. Does what you've written appeal to you? Does it interest you? Does it draw you in? So, you know, if it doesn't, that's a really important page to update. The same goes for your avatar. So like if you, and this goes beyond your website, you know, if your photo of you or your avatar is a couple of years old, you may want to update it. And when you update it on your website or, you know, your Etsy shop or whatever it is, make sure to update it elsewhere, like on your social media and stuff like that as well. It's all linked together, and it's really great if everything is kind of up to date all over the place, and people will notice that, you know, the point is they won't notice. That's the point. That's the hope, that they'll just go, oh, you know, they'll just see everything works together and it looks all beautiful and that's wonderful, rather than seeing, you know, a new photo in one place and a really old photo somewhere else. Have a look at your blog if you have one. When's the last time you wrote a post? Is it, you know, is it really long time ago? Do you need to freshen it up and write a new post or something like that. You may even consider, do you want to make your dates visible? You can actually set it up. We should be able to set it up so that the date is not visible on the post. So that makes it feel more evergreen. Like, rather than somebody coming along to your blog and seeing that the last post was written a year ago, if there's no date on it, they won't know when it was written. And if it's still, the content's still applicable, then it doesn't matter. Obviously, if you're writing about, you know, this week we're going away for holidays for 3 months, and then you don't have a date on there, people will be like, oh, they're away on holidays. You get what I'm saying. If it's an evergreen post, a blog post that will be interesting and useful no matter when, you may and that's what you write about, you may consider removing the dates from your blog post so that, you know, that doesn't put people off when they come and see that it was like a year ago, 6 months ago when you wrote your last blog post. Alternatively, you may just like to update and write something fresh there so it's new and exciting. So that's a nice way to freshen up your site as well. And the next step is a really important one, and this goes for your shop as well. Like, so if you don't have your own website, some of this stuff may not be 100% relevant, but this one definitely is, and that is sprinkling your products. So remove the products that are not selling or that are not on brand. And I know this can be really scary because you've worked hard, you've photographed these things, you've written descriptions, you've put them out there into the world, but there comes a point where you just have to bite the bullet and say, this stuff is not selling for whatever reason, or it's not on brand. It doesn't fit with the direction that my brand is heading in or the direction I want my brand to head in. And you just have to make the decision to let those products go. Now, you can make a big deal of it. I did this a few years ago, like a big cull of like 2/3 of my products. I got rid of them and I made it a thing. Like, I made it a last chance sale and, you know, put it out on my mailing list and social media and all that sort of stuff. And that, you know, that generated some sales of those things, and that's okay. But I still made the decision to get rid of them, and I stuck to that, and none of them have ever come back. And I don't regret it at all. It was the right move for my business. It clarified my brand, and it made searching through my site a lot easier because there was too many products. It was just too busy. There was too much going on. And so go through your products. And if you look, if you're not 100% sure and you're really concerned about it, just deactivate them for like 3 months, and don't even tell anybody. Just deactivate them for 3 months and see what happens. Will anybody notice? Will it affect your sales in any way? And then you can always reactivate them if you decide you want to bring them back again. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing. But if you make it a big deal and say that you're going to get rid of things, you should. Don't then renege on that and bring them back again. So look and make sure everything is on brand and that all your products are like cohesive and work well together. That's, you know, really, really successful and good looking online stores. That's what they all have in common, is that everything works. You know, their products all go together. Their branding is on par with, you know, the kind of professional businesses out there. Everything fits together nicely, and that's what you're looking to create. The next tip I have for you is to switch up your photos. So, for example, if you've had the same main photo for a long time, try switching it out for another one, like maybe the same product from a different angle, or more close up or less close up, or maybe make the first photo a styled shot or a model shot. Like, play around with it and see what happens. That will give, you know, if you change all of your main photos in your shop, that will immediately kind of freshen things up and make things look different and more interesting. And you may find it works better, and you might find that those photos are more clickable or more attractive. Who knows? You can even use the same photos but like crop them differently. That's another option. And an addendum to this is, I actually, some of my products, I list them in my shop more than once, the same product, but I use a different title and or a different main photo, and I see which one gets the most attention. And that's a nice way to play with your search engine optimization and your photography as well, to see which one is garnering more attention from people and maybe getting more sales as well. So switching up your photos and playing around with that rather than just leaving them the way they always have been is a nice way to freshen things up. Obviously, you know, alongside that is get some new photos. So look through your products, you know, when you've decided which products you're going to keep, which ones you're going to get rid of, look through the ones you're going to keep and decide whether your photos are up to scratch. You know, maybe you took them a year ago or 2 years ago for that particular product and it's just not up to scratch. So you may like to re-photograph it or just, you know, get one new main photograph so that it matches all the others. You don't have to necessarily go through the work of getting all new photographs from every new angle if the other photographs are okay, as long as that, you know, you want to get that main photo looking really, really good. So check all your products and decide, you know, make a list of any products you need to re-photograph and say what sort of photograph you want. Like, I want to, these 10 products I want to get fresh model shots for, or these 5 products I want to get a more, you know, another close-up or a new close-up with my better camera that I bought 6 months ago, or whatever it might be. And that's just, you know, little tweaks to make your shop look better and your website look better and your products, show your products off in their best light. The next one is to look at your titles of your products. So are they logical? Are they good keywords? In last week's episode, I talked about keywords and the importance of them. You know, are your titles searchable? Do they describe what the product is so that when people Google it or look for it on Etsy search or whatever it is, they can find it easily? That's really important. So go through your titles, freshen them up, add some new keywords, switch things around a bit, especially products that you've decided to keep but that aren't moving as nicely or as quickly as you'd want them to. Try changing the titles. See what happens if you switch things up and add new keywords. And the same goes for like that first few lines of your description. You know, whatever you change in your title, make sure you've changed it in that first bit of the description as well, so that the two things work together. And ditto if you're selling on a venue where you literally put in keywords in a separate section, update the keywords there as well, so that it all works together. The next thing to do is to look at your descriptions for old or outdated information. So this will happen to me occasionally. You know, I've put in a holiday message at the beginning of my descriptions, and then when I've come back, I've taken it away again. But somehow I've missed a couple, and then once in a while I'll notice and go, oh, whoops, you know, that somehow slipped through the cracks, and it's not the best thing. So check your descriptions for old or outdated info. Another good example of this is when you started out, you said your turnaround time was 3 days, but now you're really busy and your turnaround time is 7 days. But in some of your old descriptions, it still says 3 days, right? So you want to go and change that and make sure that those descriptions are updated to the correct timeline. Have you got old links in there? Like sometimes you might put links to other products in your descriptions. Are they still correct? Are they still relevant? Check all of that. Make sure you haven't, you know, written anything else that doesn't apply anymore. And you might just like to freshen them up and go through and reorganize your descriptions a bit. It's a bit of a big job, but just the first step, you know, just quickly checking them all for any major outdated information is a good thing to do, definitely. Then you want to go and have a look at, and you probably have done this already in the kind of scheme of things, but have a look at your front page. So if you've got your own website, what's your front page? Is it your blog? Is it your shop? Or do you have an actual landing page? Whatever it happens to be, have a look at it and decide if that's still the right choice for you. You may decide that, you know, I've had it on my shop page, but now I want to actually set it up so that I have a landing page so that I can, you know, put a few featured products up there and maybe a couple of customer reviews and stuff like that. So consider your front page and consider what you want to do with it, and if it's actually giving your customers all of the information they need right from the get-go to basically fall in love with your business and hopefully buy something. And is it answering all their questions? So that's the next thing to think about. And then as part of that, you know, you want to look at your branding or your banner or your logo or whatever it might be and think about, is that still relevant? You know, is it up to date? Do I want to freshen up my banner? You know, if you've had a banner with like a product photo on it or something like that, you might want to freshen it up. I do this probably every 6 months or so. I usually change my banner to something new and interesting just to kind of keep it fresh and keep it a little bit interesting. My logo's been the same forever, but because my logo is a text logo, I can change the colors and stuff if I want to. It usually stays the same, but sometimes I will change things. So that is the, those are kind of the main things, and I've sort of sped through those just to give you a general idea of all of the sorts of things that you can update. Now obviously if you have your own website, it's going to be a little bit different if you just have a venue website, but it's going to, you know, all of these things are pretty much standard across all of those, the venues or the websites or whatever. So the real key here is to just make sure everything is looking good and is up to date and is functional and is created with the customer in mind so that they can actually find their way around and, you know, see everything and find everything and not be kind of stonewalled by links not working or links not being in the right place or anything like that. If you have any other tips, please do come and share them over on the blog underneath this episode. This is episode 75. If you update your website or give it a spring clean, come and leave your link so we can check it out. I'd love to see, and tell us what you changed. You know, tell us what things were before, or talk about, you know, what you're going to be doing. I'd love to hear what you're going to do with your website. And finally, of course, I know it's not spring everywhere, but it's the thing you can do at any time of year, and it'll stand you in good stead. And it's one of those things that we kind of forget about because we're so busy running the business that we forget to do these sort of maintenance things. But I think it's important to consider them and to do them and keep things looking good. So I'd love to know what your favorite tip was from that episode, or what was the one thing you went, oh my gosh, I'd never thought of that, or wow, yep, I really need to update that because it is so out of date and I haven't even thought about it for months/years. Come on over, look for episode 75 on the website, createandthrive.com, and give us, you know, let us know what you've been doing. And don't forget, you can leave your link to your website so we can go, let us know what you did, or let us know what you're going to do. And if you want to join us for Set Up Shop, please don't hesitate. Head on over to createandthrive.com. Look for the banner you can click on. It'll take you right to the registration page and you can join us there. Remember, there are three levels of registration and the silver membership is only $85 Australian plus GST for Australian residents. So for those of you in other countries, it's even cheaper because of the exchange rate. So, you know, please don't let the thought that it's a super expensive course put you off, because it isn't. I deliberately keep the silver membership at an affordable cost because I really want as many people as possible to be able to take this course and use the knowledge in it. There are two other levels where you get extra bonuses, things like, you know, an extra ebook, live calls with me, and that's the gold level. And the platinum level of membership, you get all of that, the silver and gold level, and you also get a one-on-one Skype consult with me, and you get me to critique your website once you've set it, or your shop once you've set it up. This is the only way I ever give one-on-one consultation. I don't offer it outside of any of my courses or outside of the Thriver Circle business intensives. So if you really do want that one-on-one time with me, this is the way to get it. So if you want to kind of really dive in deep to your business and get it up and running and want me to give you some help and some tips and some advice and some feedback, that's the platinum level is what you're looking for there. So head on over to createandthrive.com, look for the Setup Shop banner, click through and join us before 8 p.m. Sunday night, Australian Eastern Standard Time. And we kick off on Monday, the 3rd of October for the course. Awesome. Well, I'm just squeezing this in between guests. So I'm going to finish it up and get back out there and spend some time with my family. So thanks so much for listening. As always, Thrivers, I really appreciate you coming and spending some time with me and listening to what I have to share with you. So thank you and have an awesome week. Bye for now.